How many of us growing up heard the words, "You are just like your father"? Unfortunately, it was never meant as a compliment. The fact is, children are very much like their mothers and their fathers, not only in their actions, but in their physical traits, attitudes, speech, and abilities. Others saw us in our kids, and now we see our children in our grandkids. Amy tells a story of the kindergarten teacher in our local school seeing our oldest daughter for the first time and saying, "You must be a Miller girl." She really resembles Amy and her side of the family, the Millers. And Amy and her three sisters all went to that same school and all had that same kindergarten teacher. So Heather, not understanding that connection, replies, "No, I am a faux girl." She turns on her heel and she walks away. See? Looks and attitude, just like her mother. I'm not sure I'm going to get dinner now. Just like her mother. Just like her father. Or just like an eagle. Wait. That doesn't really seem to fit the analogy, does it? Yet the Old Testament reading for today describes our Heavenly Father in just that same language. Verse 4 from Exodus 19 reads, "You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." After reading that verse, I started to think about eagles, to learn more about them. And I see a lot of symbolism here. So I thought I would explore that today on Father's Day. The bald eagle is the national bird of the United States. And according to the Britannica website, it is the only eagle solely native to the U.S. It was declared the national bird in 1782, when they numbered in the hundreds of thousands. Their numbers steadily declined over the next couple of centuries due to hunting for sport, and because they thought they were a menace to livestock and fish, especially salmon. The effects of widespread use after World War II of DDT, an agricultural fertilizer, was devastating to their numbers, with fewer than 450 nesting pairs of bald eagles remaining. DDT entered into the food chain through the fish that the eagles ate, which in turn weakened their eggshells so much that they would easily break, killing the unborn eaglet. After DDT was banned in 1972 and the eagles were put on the endangered list in 1978, the bald eagles made a comeback and have been removed from the endangered species list. The latest U.S. Fish and Wildlife report from 2020 estimates that there are over 316,000 individual eagles, including 71,000 nesting pairs. Our Heavenly Father has given the eagle many of his same traits, and a couple of these traits are reflected in today's passage from Exodus. Notice the words, "You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians." Eagles can be fierce hunters and have been known to grab a poisonous snake with its long talons and rip its head off with just its beak. God, through Moses, assaulted the Egyptians with plagues to change the Pharaoh's hardened heart, to let the Israelites go from their slavery, but to no avail. He then protected the Israelites by drowning the Egyptians in the Red Sea after Pharaoh changed his mind and chased after God's favored people. God can be a fierce warrior when the need arises. The eagle is also known for flying under the juvenile eagle when they first leave the nest, watching it in the most careful manner, lest they should falter in flight, fall on the rocks, and be injured or killed. This is the meaning behind the phrase from our reading from Exodus, "And how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Isn't that a wonderful picture of fatherly love, of the fatherly urge to protect his children? Psalm 91 has this beautiful section that reads, "I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge." In these words, we find refuge from the world, from our enemies, from the things that pursue us to hunt us down. But did you know that Psalm 91 is also the basis for the hymn "On Eagle's Wings," which we will sing during our communion distribution later today? The composer took Psalm 91 and made it into this beloved hymn that as we sing it, we confess God's protection, profess God's deliverance, and proclaim God's word of salvation to all who hear it. It is a statement of God and all that he does in his fatherly goodness and his mercy for us and to us. I don't know of any earthly father who does not want those same things for his children: protection, deliverance, salvation. I think all fathers want to protect their children and would gladly give their lives for their children if the need arose. If someone is physically endangering their child, the choice is easy. We fight to the death, become fierce if we need to, do anything to protect our loved ones. But protecting our children has become different today. The physical danger is still there, but other dangers, just as insidious, but more subtle, and are being masked as inclusivity, as being culturally sensitive, as being informed. As fathers, we need to be strong in our roles and deliver our children from these dangers, protecting them from those who do not really have their best interests at heart, and to keep the only truth, the truth of God's word, the Bible, and be concerned about our children's salvation. We need to be concerned about what's next. This cultural reversing of homosexuality as a sin to become accepted, even celebrated, has happened in most of our lifetimes. According to a Forbes magazine article I read, 33 years ago, the World Health Organization still classified homosexuality as a disease. How far we've come. But the point I want to make is that this is a sexual sin, but it is not the only sexual sin looking to have equal rights. First, it was adultery and living together, which is so commonplace now, we hardly talk about it anymore, other than a preacher in his Sunday sermons. Now it's gay rights. What's next? How about minor attracted persons? We used to call them pedophiles. The World Health Organization is already paving the way for this. And then, what's next? What is the next sexual sin looking for acceptance? Celebration, even. I have a guess. And it's only a guess. So I looked it up to see. What I didn't know is that we've already come up with a cute name for those sexually attracted to animals. It's called zoophilia. How cute. Sounds so much better than bestiality. Like I said, it's not that far in the future. Dads, we need to protect our kids. And then we have verses like Job 9:26 that speak of an eagle swooping down with lightning speed and catching their prey. This happens at times after hours and hours of watching and watching and endless patience until the time is right and the mouse or the rabbit or the other little critter scampers out of its hole or out of its nest and becomes vulnerable to the eagle's silent, gliding approach. As impressive as the eagle's hunting skills are, it's really about patience. This is another one of the Father's traits passed on to the eagle. Our Heavenly Father is extremely patient with us, with mankind. St. Peter writes in his second epistle that the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. From chapter 3, verse 9. Our earthly Father should take note here also. A little patience can go a long way. Dads, you have a big and important job to do. And our Heavenly Father knows this. And if you are hearing me this morning, you are in the right place. Be in the Word. Be in church. Be in Sunday school, personal devotions. Strengthen yourself so you can lay a strong foundation for your children. It's going to be a long, hard road. And the world, the devil, your sinful nature, and your children's are going to fight you every step of the way. So I'd like to share another important trait that our Heavenly Father has passed on to the eagle that he also passes on to you. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. From Isaiah 40, verse 31. Our Heavenly Father wouldn't give you this job and not equip you and strengthen you for it. Lean on Him who makes everything possible. I'd like to encourage you today. Be like the eagle. No, better yet, be like your Heavenly Father as you carry out this very important, dare I say, crucial role. Happy Father's Day. Amen.